How do you Frank show? If you're looking to do something this Thursday, the 5 o'clock Funnies live with Roseanne Barr at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. It's going to happen at 8 p.m. 28 years ago, the 5 o'clock Funnies was featured on KLOS, and it's recognized as one of comedy's springboards to discovery, helping to advance the careers of the biggest names in comedy. And one of the biggest names in comedy is Roseanne Barr. She's here. Is that the doorbell?
Oh, our doorbell.
Roseanne's here.
Roseanne is at the door.
Come on in.
How
here,
exciting
Roseanne.
Is this for us? That's crazy.
Oh, there she is.
Roseanne.
Hello.
Hi, Roseanne.
Come on in. Have a seat. Put your headphones on.
This is surreal for
it's
me.
Good to see you.
Crazy.
I know. I said earlier, it's like, I feel like you're just like a part of my family. Like,
yep.
You're just like, oh, it's cousin Roseanne. Because I've grown up with you for so long. It's like, oh, Roseanne.
I know.
And I know many people like you because I'm from Indiana growing up. So it's like.
Yeah, both of us are, yeah.
Just had that quality.
Right. So watching the Roseanne show, we're like, those are all my people. That's my family.
That's my family.
I wanted to be. I think when I was younger watching the show, I wanted to be in that family. And then
a lot
like,
of people do.
Yeah.
It reminds a lot of people of their family.
Right. You're like, that's us. Because before you guys came around, we were like, there's nobody representing us. And then you guys came, and then there you were. And we're like, that's me. I have an aunt like that. I have a cousin like that. I work with a guy like that. And then when I got older, I was like, I just dug you because you say exactly what's on your mind. You don't care who you piss off. And I love that about you.
Yeah, kind of.
I love it about you. It's like, you know what? You're just going to get out there and talk about what you want to talk about. As a woman, I love that.
Free country.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to remind people of that fact. But, yeah, we do have the right to say exactly what we think in America. That's one of the things that makes it a great country.
And
you never, like, apologize. I always hate it when people say something and then it's taken the wrong way. You get the people who are looking to complain about something that someone said and then they go, okay, I'm sorry if I hurt someone's feelings, if they took it the wrong way.
No, like, I've apologized.
You have?
That's not true. Yeah, I've apologized a lot. Yeah, a real lot. Yeah.
Is it you or someone who says, just
constant.
Read this?
Someone's going, Roseanne, you may want to.
Can you just read this out loud, Roseanne? Right. It's an apology.
You may want to put this fire
no,
out.
No, but you don't like to hurt people's feelings. It's a real weird way to bounce because you want to say something that you think needs to be said and isn't being said, and you don't want to hurt people's feelings, so you kind of walk a dangerous line, you
right.
know, and sometimes you just go, F it, I'm saying it, I don't care.
That's what we do on this show, we just say F it.
Then I apologize, as George Clooney used to say, that it's like, I fired who? Well, get them back and give them a raise.
Because in that moment, you just be like, get out of here.
Yeah, just constantly apologizing and trying to undo the mess I make for myself.
It says that you're very, I guess, vocal on Twitter at The Real Roseanne.
I mean, yeah, I need to change that.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to get friendlier.
Well, you're passionate. I'll say you're passionate. Like, the you tweeted on Sunday when the shite hits the fan soon in America. Be prepared by organizing with your neighbors to grow wholesome food, store, water, vitamins, guns.
Well, I think that's true.
That's
it
a
is
good
true.
Idea.
It is.
It's like what every rational person should be doing. And people are saying it all over the place.
I'm totally not prepared, by the way, if the shite hits the fan. I don't have all that stuff.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't. I mean, I feel
you
like.
You ever thought about maybe you should think about what you do if
know,
things
Roseanne.
Got bad?
I know. I mean, I got the water.
You have the water where you can drink your pool?
Well, no, you can't drink the pool.
No, I think that's an option, drinking your pool,
no, it's
right?
No, because it's chlorine. That's poison.
Right.
Well, it's the shine. It's in the fan. I'm drinking the pool.
Yeah, but the pool is full of pee.
That is true. Yeah.
Because your kids were in there, so you don't want that.
No, I realize. I mean, reading your tweets, I'm not prepared at all.
Well, you
I don't
should
have
get
gun,
prepared.
But I feel like I'm a hardy girl.
You need to get a gun. Everybody needs to get out there and get their guns. That's another thing that we have the right to own as Americans.
Yeah.
It's a thing that makes our country great. It's a constitutionally guaranteed right that we can have guns. And the more, the merrier. Damn, you ought to be buying guns hand over fist.
We should be giving guns away on the show.
How many guns do you have?
I have a lot of guns.
You do?
Yeah, I love guns. I'm a hell of a shot.
I bet you are.
Oh, my God. I can blast a quarter at about 100 feet in the air.
In the air?
Yeah.
They flip it?
Yeah, I can.
It's going through head
side. If I got the right scope on my rifle.
Just sitting out there in Hawaii on your porch.
Is this something?
Hoping people will trespass.
Right. Come on. What are you
doing?
She moves the fence 10 feet.
No, but I do, you know, I do like shooting cans and stuff. You know, it's good to be prepared.
Is this something you've grown up doing, or is this something later in life?
Yeah, I'm from Utah. Like, okay. We all, you know, we start young with guns in Utah.
Right.
So, you know, it's always been like a fun thing. And, you know, I don't think everyone should go out and get an assault rifle without a background check or any of that rational stuff. But, you know, I mean, you can have a gun for self-protection. I like some states where it's an open carry state. You know, you just go down to 7-Eleven with your gun. I think everyone should be armed, and I think crime would stop
Frank, you always said that, right?
Yes. Crime would stop and manners would improve.
That is true. And people would think twice.
Right.
Well, how do you do? Open the door?
Except for the deranged.
Well,
they'll be like, you said what?
Right.
You know, that's scary.
Yeah.
But we have to have some way of, like, you know, protecting ourselves from the mentally and deranged armed people.
That's my son asked me the other day. He's like, Dad, what are you afraid of? I mean, that's like a really profound question from your 9-year-old. And I was like, well, stupid people. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, it's the stupid people.
Stupid, angry, armed people.
Yes, people that, I mean, and that's really what you hear about in the news all the time. It makes the front page of, like, the internet news pages, that it's like, if there's so many horrible, stupid, or stories about stupid people doing stupid things, and that, because it makes the news, is like, we all have to live by the rule of that stupid guy. Like, he'll change a law, or it's like, wait a second. Common sense rules.
We're
here.
All victims of the stupidest, craziest people.
That's why there's a warning on a hairdryer, don't use in the bathtub. It's because there was one stupid person somewhere along the line who...
I think if he does use it in the bathtub and it happens to go bad, then thin the herd.
Well, there's some of that. Yeah, I have to kind of agree with that. I mean, if you're that stupid, you ought to go bye-bye. Maybe.
Yeah.
There's enough people on the planet, we could thin the herd a little bit.
Yeah, a little.
Right?
Well, you know, yeah.
Thanks a lot for doing this 5 o'clock funnies thing that you're doing on Thursday.
Now, thank you for having me.
The first time do you remember the first time that you were a part of that segment of KLOS? It's been going on for 28 years now.
God,
do you remember
million years ago.
Yeah?
It's like when I first came to L.A., I think.
I remember seeing your first performance on Carson. Where you had to...
Older than I thought you
were.
Well,
I mean, I didn't see it. I've seen it after the fact.
On YouTube.
Yeah, I've seen it after that, because I'm such a huge fan, so I would go on and, like, try to see everything you've ever done.
Thanks.
Were you back in the day where you had the mullet thing happen? You had that, you had the spiky on top of the long, and I was like,
it is
Roseanne.
A mullet. It was a mullet.
Was that? And I was like, could she be your sister? No, she just had the haircut for a while.
Well, I was one of the first people to do the mullet. I really was, that was by accident.
We have you to blame. Thanks, Roseanne.
Yeah,
it was by accident in Seattle where I went to get a trim.
Oh.
And that's how I came out looking. And I was devastated, actually. I wanted to get
my
hair.
I got to go on Carson.
Because I knew I was going on Carson after my gig in Seattle, so I wanted a trim. And I went in, and I just, when you hate your hair, and the next day you're going on TV.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of depressing.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, it was one of those haircut cries.
But now I'm thinking of doing it again, because now it's like come full circle. And I'm like, I would do it a little different. Like, I would shave the sides this time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw this girl on Abbott Kinney, and she had shaved sides, a mohawk with a mullet on the back of it.
Well, she's got a lot of hairstyles going on. She just couldn't make a decision.
I thought it would look cool.
I would shave my head in a heartbeat, but I would get so much hell over it around here.
I mean, completely bald?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Oh, I just would love to just get rid of that.
The face for it.
No, just done. Talk about easy. I would just get up and I'd go, all right, my head's clean. I'm going to work.
I think you'd need the mohawk, not just a bald. Two Britney Spears.
Yeah, so like a little funky, something funky, and maybe pink tips or something.
And
something.
Maybe some makeup or something.
That's such a hassle.
This girl had two long things like this on the side and shaved behind that, which it looks really, it was so cool because it was like just a lot of different messages.
Like a cool chick.
But she just had sideburns?
Well, she had sideburns, a mohawk, a mullet, and shaved sides.
Wow.
She had it all.
That does sound
it's
good.
Like a, it's was like amazing. A hairstyle buffet.
The crazier, like it's like a week at the beauty school where it's like they had to keep cutting down. It's like, okay, and she ended up with everything.
And it also had about an inch worth of little tiny bangs. So there, that sounds like everything bangs. Going on. And she was Chinese, you know, and they have that good hair, so they can do stuff like that.
Well, but they you know what they can't do?
Cat hair like old ladies like yourself.
But here's what Asian people can't do, and I feel kind of bad. They can't do the blonde. Because it goes orange.
That's true.
They try to go. They got the good hair, but when they want to go blonde, they're like, "Oh, I can't."
I didn't know that, but that seems true.
Yeah, every time you see somebody who tried it, it's just like it's
I wish
orange.
I had Chinese hair.
I know.
It's so coarse and cool. You can get it to stand. Her hair was just stand straight up, and I asked her because I like to ask people. One of my favorite things is to ask people, "How do you get your hair to do that?"
Right.
And boy, they because it's hilarious. They'll launch into a whole half hour explanation, which is just so ridiculously funny.
I love that.
Like,
stop people.
First, we do this, and then the gel, and then you put the shining highlight, and it's like all that just to look like you.
Are you ever
drunk and fell out of bed? Cool.
A lot of work to go into all that.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyone you ask that question to, you really are making fun of their haircut.
No, I just want to hear what they say. I want to hear like how long it takes to get that I didn't do anything to my hair look.
I'm going to wash it, and I'm going to put all this stuff in it to make it look really dirty and greasy.
Yeah, it's very American. It's like
bed
just
head.
That all pretending thing.
Yeah, right. I'm not really dirty.
Things are not what they appear.
Ever.
Now, I probably know the answer to this when you say it, but before you
I forgot that about Kevin.
Who?
That his name was Kevin, but when I was listening, I forgot, his name was Kevin. I forgot what his
name was. I felt bad.
And Tracy Lords was on the show.
That I don't remember
at all. Yeah, the girl that said, I killed somebody off, is like, that's so great when people, assume that the lie they're telling is true.
Yeah.
But none of that, it has a life of its own. I didn't kill anybody off.
No, not really.
I really didn't. I just want to make that clear.
Did they ever have a reunion show? Are they going to ever have one?
We've tried for, has it been, like 20 years
something
to get a reunion show? But they don't want, they don't want it.
Are they going
to
make it into a movie? Because, I mean, there's so many times they look back at,
I think they're going to make it into porn.
Yeah, the parody.
Did you see that porn parody of the Roseanne show? It was so grotesque. That's when I gave up all hope for any kind of reunion show or anything. That was just it. My God.
But you did. You watched it all the way through?
No. Oh. I know. They said I just looked at cover. And it was like so traumatic I had to go back to my head shrinker for weeks.
Oh,
it was
I can't even imagine.
Horrifically traumatic.
Good Lord. Yeah. Now, when you, being a huge fan of the show and knowing all the characters.
But, I would love to do it.
Oh, my God.
It would be fun.
It would be huge. Was like with John Goodman, was he always going to be, did you always have him in mind or did you just meet him?
Yeah, well, they brought him to audition and the minute I read with him, I just like everybody knew, there's nobody. Don't
cancel
the line.
Home.
Cancel, yes. Send them
right. Because like when you watch the show, you can't imagine anybody else playing
that role. Well, I fell madly in love with the guy the first minute that I heard, I loved him from the movie. God, what the hell is the name of the movie? I can't remember. But Raising Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Ari loved him.
Movie.
But then when I saw, how great his timing was and, what heart he had, I just fell in love with him for that character.
Right. Yeah, I love him too.
Did everybody else.
Right.
It wasn't just me,
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love the show.
Well, before the show, Roseanne became Roseanne, what was your first job? I mean,
In the real world?
In the real world, it's like, okay, you got to go and get a paycheck. So what'd you do first?
The first, to get money, first thing I did was, my dad was a door-to-door salesman. And so when I was really little, my job was to go to the door with him and say, can you pay my dad?
Oh,
that was my first job.
Man.
It's like my dad sold you those crucifixes and, we're here. It's the first of the month. It's welfare payday. And we need our $5. That was my first job. And then my second job was a camp counselor.
Oh, my God. Wait.
The look on your
Imagine
face.
Imagine those
like,
stories.
Yeah. Was that a lot of fun? Did you take it seriously?
No, it was a horrific job. I got paid $50 for the whole summer.
Whole summer.
To babysit a room full of 4-year-old brats.
Ugh.
And I didn't like them, and they didn't like me much either.
As far as being like outdoorsy back then, were you, I mean, summer camp, were you into canoeing and archery and stuff?
No, it was more like Jewish day camp. It was like you just had to change their diapers and like feed them and then take them out and push them on the swing.
There was no craft day and all
that
jazz.
No, it was $50 for the summer.
Well,
oh my God.
Roseanne, thank you so much for coming
thank you
in.
Guys.
I know it's early for everybody on the planet. It's even early for us. 5 o'clock Funnies live with Roseanne Barr at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. It's this Thursday at 8 p.m. You can go to you can get tickets.
I'm excited to see Dom Herrera and
Dom, he's
Whitney
friend
Cummings,
of the show.
Too.
Yeah, friend
Whitney
of the
Cummings,
show.
I didn't know she was going to be there.
Yeah, she's going to be there, too, so it'll be a blast.
That's going to be
a
good show.
It is quite a lineup.
A couple other people I haven't met yet, but everybody says they're real funny. Eddie Murphy's brother, too. Is he funny?
Oh, yeah.
Charlie
Murphy? Yeah, he's hilarious.
No, the other one. Not Eddie Murphy. Chris Rock.
Not the other Murphy's brother.
Oh. Chris Rock. Wait, Chris Rock has
I mix those guys up.
Chris.
I do.
Chris Rock has a brother who's a comedian. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he'll be there.
All right.
Okay.
Talk about big shoes to fill. And then you're going to be at the Tropicana in Vegas starting, this weekend?
Saturday, yeah.
Through what, May?
Through May 5th.
There you go. I'm going to come see you there, I think.
You should. Yeah. It's really a blast. Yeah. I'm having a great time.
I've never seen
Laugh
you live.
Laugh Factory
so
at the
to.
Tropicana, Las Vegas, and then Laugh Factory in Hollywood on Thursday. And everything Roseanne, roseanneworld.com.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Roseanne.
It's
an honor.
Pleasure. Thank you so much. 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. I think I still do have one pair left of tickets. So if you were listening to that interview, then we're going to give you a quiz.
We killed Roseanne. We strangled Roseanne.
She had her headphones on, guys.
She was tethered.
Oh, was that on camera? I hope someone got that on camera. All right, we're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.